going to be decisions made that are going to impact Haines in the region for the next 10 years.
A shift in district party leadership could be a sign of more changes to come. And results from the first day of Region 5 basketball playoffs. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Five Northern Lynn Canal residents were elected as the new leaders of the district's Republican Party. The shift might foreshadow an anticipated redistricting that could affect Southeast Alaska's representation in the state legislature. The District 5 Convention of Alaska Republicans was held late last week in Cordova, where the former chair and vice chair call home. Haines and Skagway participated via teleconference and now have residents in those two top seats, including Robert Venables, who was elected as the new district chair.
Focus of the regional district Republican Party has been crossover in Cordova for most of the last 10 years. So with redistricting on the immediate horizon, there's more of a sense of urgency that, you know, Southeast communities need to do as much as they can to weigh in to make what's inevitably a series of bad alternatives, in fact, the least damaging of all of them. So I think that's really the big issue, and Cordova is likely not to be part of the district after the redistricting effort. So it just made more sense to see the focus and the seat of the party's efforts be in Southeast. So I would put my name forward to primarily get involved with that to the benefit of Haines communities in Southeast.
Being a census year, the state's political map is about to be redrawn. As South Central populations grow, it's possible that District 5, or Southeast, and Bush Alaska districts could be majorly altered.
There's probably one House seat and the half a Senate seat that goes along with it that's at risk, so that Southeast Alaska could lose both a senator and a representative, and they could both be coming from District 5.
Venables has not served previously with the party. He's locally involved with the Planning Commission, is the Southeast Region representative for the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce, a former Haynesboro manager, and has lived in the Valley since the mid-1980s.
I've never been a very partisan, person. Look for ways to build community consensus throughout the region, and this is just a tool that we can reach out and do that. And it was good to see Skagway and Haines working together at that level, and currently I'm involved with a lot of regional issues, so it just kind of made sense to take a hold of this tool and see if we can make good use of it over the next couple of years.
The redistricting issue was the main reason why Venables entered the arena, he says. He added that it also makes sense to have the seat of the Republican Party in the same location as Representative Bill Thomas.
This is my first foray into the formal party politics. I've been active in the local scene mostly and now kind of looking to see what we can do on a regional basis, primarily because of the redistricting effort. And there's going to be decisions made that are going to impact Haines in the region for the next 10 years. So with that issue on the horizon, that gives more of a sense of urgency to get involved at this level. So I think that's something that concerns both Skagway and Haines and all the rural communities in District 5 throughout Southeast. So that's kind of what spurred this latest venture.
Elected unanimously to two-year terms were Haines Robert Venables for district chair and Skagway's Kathy Hosford for vice chair. Also from Haines, Janet Kurz was elected for secretary, Bill Kurz for treasurer, and Roger Maynard as a voting member. In late April, Venables, Hosford, and Maynard will join past officials at the Alaska Republican Party Convention in Juneau.
The first formal gathering since the district convention will be the state convention, which happened in Juneau this year, which is nice to see that also in Southeast. That'll be April 17th through 19th. It's all a bit new at this level, so it'll be interesting to see how the agenda unfolds, but anytime Haines has an opportunity to make an impact on the regional or state level, it's good to take advantage of those opportunities for the community and for the region. So I just kind of look to see what opportunities open up and try to take advantage of them the best we can.
The District 5 Democratic Party Convention is Wednesday, March 24th at the Haynesboro Public Library from 7 to 8 p.m. Party officers and delegates to the state convention will be elected at the meeting. Panthers boys basketball team beat Cake Thunderbirds in their first game of the Region 5 2A tournament, now taking place in Juneau. Skagway boys will advance to the next round after beating the Thunderbirds 63-39 in their first game of the tournament. Meanwhile, in the 3A bracket in Sitka, Craig lost to Metlakatla on Wednesday morning, meaning the Haynes boys will play their first game against Metlakatla on Thursday at 8:15 p.m. The game will be carried live on KHNS. All bracket information for Panthers and Glacier Bears basketball is at khns.org. Internet giant Google announced last month plans to test ultra-high-speed broadband networks in communities throughout the United States. The company promises internet speeds over 1 gigabit per second, more than 100 times faster than what most Americans have access to today. Several communities around the country are considering bidding for the service, including Juneau. Casey Kelly has more.
Some communities are desperate to get Google's attention. The mayor of Topeka, Kansas, this week signed a proclamation renaming his city Google, Kansas, through the rest of the month. CBJ Assemblyman Jonathan Anderson says it's doubtful Juneau will go that far, but the city is interested in submitting an application for the broadband project.
I don't see that as being something that would be worth doing. I mean, I'd be interested in doing most anything, but what's really going to be interesting is citizen participation and innovative and interesting ways which individuals in Juneau propose what they could do with a gigabit of speed.
Google says it's hoping to make internet access better and faster, and it's looking for communities willing to help. In choosing a location for its test project, the company will consider such factors as level of support, local resources, weather conditions, and regulatory issues. A company spokeswoman says Google also will take into account broadband options and speeds already offered to users within a community. Anderson says Juneau has a lot to offer.
First of all, we're only one of 50 state capitals, obviously. And we also have the potential of saying we're a unique because of our geography, that this would be a way to show you can do things over long distances and with geographic issues. So we think that piece may be something that we can sell Google, that we're interesting enough.
The Juneau Economic Development Council has been asked to explore the possibility of submitting a proposal on the city's behalf. Executive Director Brian Holst says communities need to tell Google how they plan to utilize ultra-high-speed internet.
How would that change our community? What would be possible or easier if we had better connections? What are the implications for health? How would that affect education? Could that affect business? How would that affect the media?
JEDC is soliciting ideas through its website. A Juneau Broadband fan page has also popped up on Facebook. However, Holst cautions people not to get too excited. Google is a business, after all, and wants to make money on this project. So even if the company chooses Juneau for its test network, there's no guarantee the city will be interested once it finds out the terms.
Once we know really what this means and what it is for our community, we will then be in a position to decide, well, is this really something that we absolutely are interested in having happen in our community?
But Anderson says just talking about bringing faster broadband to Juneau is a positive step.
The main thing is that even if this is not something that Google picks up, this is the kind of thing that Juneau needs to do if we want to take our whole future to the next level. We've got to show that we're willing to be creative, innovative, take risks, and I think this is part of that.
With its ultra-fast networks, Google hopes to spur development of online applications. Like the transition from dial-up to traditional broadband made online video and other innovations possible, the company thinks more bandwidth will lead to new developments in streaming high-definition video, remote data storage, distance learning, and some things we can't yet imagine. There's no fee for communities to apply for the partnership program, and individuals are allowed to nominate the place where they live. The deadline is March 26th. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. KHNS local news every weekday at 5:30 p.m. and on weekday mornings at 6:49 and 7:49 a.m. Then, a review of the week's top local news stories is heard every Saturday during Lynn Canal Weekend on KHNS.